Welcome back to the Roundtable on a Thursday morning. Time coming up on 11:15. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. The Mount is a National Historic Landmark and Cultural Center that celebrates the intellectual, artistic, and humanitarian legacy of author Edith Wharton. Interpretive exhibits throughout the house explore Wharton and her servants' lives, as well as her humanitarian efforts and literary legacy. The Mount also presents lectures, dramatic readings, theater, music, storytelling, workshops, outdoor sculptures, films, and literary panels. Susan Whistler is the executive director of the Mount, and she joins us with a preview of this summer's offerings. Welcome, Susan Whistler.
Thank you, Ray, and glad to be here.
It's a nice hot summer to get out and go to the Mount, yeah?
It's pretty steamy today, you're right.
It's very steamy. So in looking at your calendar for this year, great quote from Edith Wharton right at the top, "The air of ideas is the only air worth breathing," and it occurs to me, in looking at this chock-full calendar, there are a lot of ideas this summer.
Lots of ideas. Lots of fiction, lots of historical fiction, lots of biography. But we've got food for the brain, but also food for the body this year. We're starting yoga.
Oh, really? Not that goat yoga, I hope.
Not the goat yoga. Okay, this
good.
This is yoga in the gardens.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be every Tuesday at 8:30. And then if that wets your whistle, you might also consider trying our bird walks, which are new, partnering with Mass Audubon.
Really?
And those are Tuesdays at 8. Sorry, the yoga's at 8:30. The bird walk starts at 8.
Are you a bird fancier?
I'm a bit of a birder myself.
So
yes, an amateur.
How many birds, different species, are we likely to see?
Oh, any given morning? I would say 60, perhaps.
Wow.
But you'd see some, but you'd hear most.
Yeah.
But each of the walks is led by really experienced bird guides, and so it's a great fun and a wonderful learning experience. But we've seen orioles and bobolinks and warblers and woodpeckers and swallows and vireos, and it's great fun.
It's very relaxing.
I think birders are some of the nicest people in the world.
Do you know Rich Guthrie?
I don't know Rich. I know Ed Newmouth.
Ah.
So
maybe Rich will come over and do
one. I think that would
sometime.
Be great, yeah.
This is the Roundtable, and we're talking today with Susan Whistler, Executive Director of the Mount, and we're talking about this summer's offerings. So as far as the number of events, is this a lot more than last year?
Oh, I feel like I don't want to say doubled, but certainly half again as much as we presented last year. And our old favorites are all back. We've got Jazz on the Terrace Friday and Saturday nights. It starts this Friday, as a matter of fact, with the Benny Sharoni Quartet.
Nice.
He's a great Israeli saxophonist based out of Boston now. And then on Saturday night, it's the wonderful Wanda Houston. And those are free events sponsored by Greylock Federal Credit Union. There are outdoors, and we have Ecuadorian barbecue for purchase. And It's a great good time.
Do you think Edith Wharton would be pleased with what you're doing?
Oh, I think she'd be tickled pink.
Yeah.
I do, yes. She loved picnics. She loved the outdoors. She loved astronomy, as a matter of fact, as well. There are a couple of books on astronomy in her library. And so that's one offering, Ray, we don't have, but we do have a wonderful widow's walk atop the Mount, which I imagine I think she put it in probably so that she could gaze at the stars. And we're still relatively secluded from any of the lights of Lenox and the surrounding area, so it's probably a great place to stargaze.
And that's really the key, is to get away from the light. So that's a good spot to do it. Well, that's a great idea. Maybe for next year.
Maybe for next year.
What are some of the other events that are coming up that really strike you?
Well, we've got a great outdoor sculpture show this year. It's 30 artists from all over the country. I would say the farthest away is an artist from New Mexico. And it's a show with a lot of variety. Some political pieces, some just purely beautiful forms, and that's free with admission if you're interested in sculpture. The jazz, of course, is a favorite. We've really beefed up our fictional offerings, literary programs, and so and it seems like fictional history is a really hot genre. So a couple of the artists that we have include Geraldine Brooks, who wrote People of the Book, which was a historical fiction about the Sarajevo Haggadah, one of the oldest surviving Jewish sort of illustrated texts. We've got Paula McLean, who wrote Love and Ruin and The Paris Wife, which are about the first. Paris Wife is about the first, Love and Ruin about the third wives of Ernest Hemingway. We've got the editor and of the New York Times Book Review, Pamela Paul. She'll be with us July 27th. It's just it goes on and on. We've got a Books in Bloom, which is a sort of early literacy program that's free in the gardens, and that's regional authors reading books to children from the ages of, oh, I don't know, 4 to 10.
Well, that's a good time.
Yeah.
That's a good time to read.
And that's a partnership with the Lenox Library.
We're joined today by Susan Whistler, Executive Director of The Mount in Lenox. And what drove you to do this job?
Well, I came about it sort of by serendipity. I'm a corporate lawyer by training, and I sort of did my tour of duty in New York City and then made my way up to the Berkshires eventually. And
how many years did it take you to decompress?
It took a few.
Yeah?
It's true.
You look pretty relaxed now.
Thank you. I'm feeling pretty relaxed. And so I just sort of lucked into the position. I was first introduced to The Mount in 2001, and I joined the organization. Then I took over as executive director in 2008.
That's terrific. And, you know, in the introduction that our wonderful producer wrote, it says, you know, the interpretive exhibits throughout the house explore Wharton and her servants' lives. Explain to us what you do that explores the servants' lives.
Well, we run probably four interpretive tours, sort of the story of Wharton's life and how the Mount came to be. And it's, for those who haven't visited, it's an absolutely magnificent estate.
How many
it's
acres?
A beautiful, it's about 50 acres. Mm-hmm. They're manicured gardens, which are beautiful. And then we have walking trails. And then the house itself is a very well-proportioned, elegant mansion, not overwhelming like the mansions of Newport, but a house that someone built with a lot of care and thought. And there are no velvet ropes anywhere, so people are free to walk and experience the house as if they were a guest of Mrs. Wharton herself.
Isn't that a danger?
Actually, no, I don't believe it is. We found, actually, when we took down the stanchions, people became more, they returned to us the respect and trust that we gave to them.
That's
and so
good.
There are almost no, I won't say it's never happened, but episodes of theft are very, very rare.
Well, I just mean breaking things.
If I went bumbling
through a museum and there weren't ropes, I would break about everything.
No, we invite people to sit. We invite people to, you know, pick up the china and turn it over if they wish, whatever they would like to do. We welcome it all, and we welcome dogs.
Really?
And children 18 and under are free every day.
Well, that's terrific. So, now, back to the servants.
But back to the servants. So we have the traditional tour about Wharton's life, and then we do what we call a backstairs tour, which is the story of the house from the servants' perspective. And I've got some wonderful historians on staff who've been able to collect quite a bit of the material about sort of the private lives of the servants. Wharton was very good to her servants. They stayed with her basically for life and became sort of part of the family. And so that tour runs on, I believe, Sundays. And then we also have ghost tours for those who are interested in the paranormal.
Oh, now you're talking. What sort of ghosts are we liable to run into?
Well, it's possible you might run into the ghost of a servant.
Really?
So, but these are kind of, I won't say, they're straight man ghost tours. So we don't kind of goof it up or ham it up. And so, but Wharton had a great fascination with ghosts. In fact, she has a whole body of work which are sort of very eerie ghost stories. And I have people who run these that started as skeptics and are now not quite so sure, because there are experiences that happen pretty regularly on these tours where people will smell, say, cigar smoke in a certain area.
And this is not somebody with a cigar in another room.
No, people will hear dogs bark. People will, and Wharton loved dogs, and there's a pet cemetery. People will have the sensation of someone brushing against them or pulling on the back of their shirt. And so,
are you a skeptic? I mean, the power of suggestion is fairly strong.
I would say I'm on the fence.
Really?
Yes.
Have you seen anything that you question or felt anything?
I did once. Yes.
What was that?
It was at night, and my headlights were on, and it actually involved our offices, which was the old gatehouse, and I saw a figure in the window, someone draw back a curtain and a figure in the window, and I thought, well, that must just be my headlights playing. And so I backed the car up and tried to recreate the circumstance, and it didn't recreate.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. Now, your season, at least on this calendar, ends early October.
Actually, we run through the end of October, And then we'll be open weekends from October probably through February. We're starting to play with weekend being open through the winter.
What do you traditionally do in the off season to get ready for the next season?
Well, let's see. So the off season would be we start planning. We start inviting authors. We're booking weddings. We are raising money. That's a lot of what the off season is about.
That's a tough chore in this day and age. Well, this was a lot of fun. And how do people find out more about the mount?
They can go to our website, which is edithwharton.org, or they can call our main office number, which is 413-551-5100.
Susan Whistler is the executive director of the Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts. So nice to have you here. Have a great summer.
Thank you, Ray. I hope to see you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.